Hello, my name is Phil from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And well, to continue with this survey, are you currently registered? Oh, sorry. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican,
yes.
or as
No,
something else?
Democrat. Democrat.
Thank you. As things stand now, how likely are you to vote in the August 2024 primary election for county mayor and other offices?
I vote.
Okay, are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
No, absolutely I will vote.
Okay. And would you please tell me your age?
Sure, 69.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In South Florida, the media describes people as they're black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami, Dade County, are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida?
I mean in your area of Miami-Dade County?
No, wrong direction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very comfortable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you do not recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know.
Okay.
Here's the first one. Alexa Otaola.
Don't know her.
Thank you. Manny Seed.
Don't know him.
Donald Trump.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, did you say?
Correct.
Super unfavorable. The worst we can put on there, put for him.
Okay, and Daniela Levine Cava.
Oh, I like her. Yes, I'm favorable for her.
Okay, very favorable, somewhat favorable, or little of both?
For who?
For Daniela Levine Cava?
I'm the very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Sanchez.
Don't know him.
Debbie McCarthy Powell.
Oh, I'm favorable for her.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very. Very.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Very.
Would that be very favorable or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Marco Rubio.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Rossi Cordero Stotts.
Don't know who that is.
Okay, Joe Martinez.
Not favorable at all.
James Reyes.
Don't know him.
Rick Scott.
Super unfavorable.
And Ron DeSantis.
Oh, if you had something worse than unfavorable, I would put it.
Okay.
Very unfavorable. Sorry. Okay.
No worries. Thank you. And well, how would you rate the way Daniela Levine Cava is handling her job as a mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Biden.
Okay, well, would that be Biden lean or
Excuse me?
Oh, no worries. Well, in this case, if the election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one do you think...
I'm going for Cava.
Okay. If the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one...
We just did that, Cava, I said.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I would like to ask you about two of them.
Okay. It's going to be much longer now, right? Okay.
No worries. In this case, one constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads. Allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law. Establishes possession limit for personal use. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'd vote yes.
Thank you. The other constitutional amendment is titled Amendment of Limit Government Interference with Abortions. This is how it's read. No law shall prohibit...
I'm for it. Yeah, you don't have to read it. I'm for the abortion.
So, you support abortion?
Yes, I support it, yes.
Okay. Over the past few years, would you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
I'd say, and where I live, stayed about the same.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? Investing in housing people can afford, lowering inflation, making communities safer, building a mass transit system, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, protecting trust and accountability in local government, reducing traffic congestion, adapting to climate change and sea level rise.
That's the one.
Making healthcare affordable.
Climate change.
Which one?
Climate change.
As well as the other two options, making healthcare affordable for working families and achieving higher wages.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I just read the last two options as well, making healthcare
affordable. I'll go with climate change.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And which is the most important issue? Investing in housing people can afford, lowering inflation.
I can't do this anymore. I have to hang up. I'm sorry. I hope you got what you got. Thank you.
We're just about to finish.